Surah Al Imran, verses 130 to 143.
Barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We are beginning at the bottom of page 91, ruku number 14 of Surah Al Imran, ayah 130. As we recall in the last ruku, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the battle of Badr and the battle of Uhud as well. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded us that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam set out for Uhud, then Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, the leader of the Munafiqeen, deserted the army with 300 men. And from 1,000, they were left with 700 only. At that point in time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said two tribes, two groups of the believers also, it occurred to them that we also should go back because we are facing a very mighty army and we are so few in number. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded them about the divine help of Allah which came at Badr. Yeah, in ayah 130, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about riba. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about sins. So two times in the battle of Uhud, the Muslims almost slipped, or they slipped. As they were advancing towards Uhud, these two groups of Sahaba decided that we should go back. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala kept them steadfast, so they almost slipped. Then those Sahaba who did not carry out the instruction of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that was a slip for sure. So the Mufassireen have said in the middle of it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about riba and sins to remind that many a times the repercussion of sins can play out also in the battlefield. And at the end Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that, and we will come to that inshallah. We look at ayah 130. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O people of iman, la ta'kulu riba, do not devour the amounts acquired through usury, adhafan mudha'afa, doubled and compounded. All riba is haram, and especially the one that is doubled and compounded, riba. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. And fear Allah means be conscious of your obligations to Him so that you may attain everlasting prosperity. وَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ, ayah 131, and guard yourselves from the fire of hell. أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ وَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ, which has been prepared for the disbelievers. Jahannam and Jannah are already existing and already prepared. وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ, and obey Allah and His Messenger so that you may receive His mercy. So that you may receive His mercy. So the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum disputed about the instruction of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and a situation of victory almost turned into the most tragic defeat. It was partially a defeat, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not allow the kuffar to finish the battle off. Ayah 133. وَسَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. سَارِعُوا means hasten, rush, to forgiveness from your Lord and to a paradise. Means insan in this life should hasten towards those deeds whereby they will acquire and secure Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's forgiveness, and whereby they will acquire Jannah. So hasten to forgiveness from your Lord and to a paradise, the width of which equals the distance between the heavens and the earth. عَرُضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضِ, that is the width. أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, and Allah has prepared it for the God-fearing, the Allah-conscious ones. Some of the characteristics are given here. Ayah 134, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ, they are those who spend in financial prosperity and also during financial constraints. وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْثِ, those who restrain and contain their anger. وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, and those who forgive and overlook the shortcomings of people. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, and Allah certainly loves those who do good deeds. Other qualities, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشًا, who are the muttaqeen, for whom Jannah is prepared. They are those who, when they happen to commit a shameful act, meaning that although a person is a muttaqi, sometimes a shameful act may be perpetrated. أو ظلموا أنفسهم, or they wrong themselves by committing a sin. What happens when they do anything wrong or shameful? They have a realization. ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ, they remember Allah. فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ, and immediately they seek forgiveness for their sins, promptly. وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, no matter what has happened, there is no one else besides Allah to forgive sins. And who else is there to forgive sins other than Allah? And Allah forgives all sins, every sins. وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا, and the muttaqeen are those who they may have sometimes committed very shameful deeds, but وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا, they do not persist knowingly upon the wrong deed that they commit. Once they realize this is a sin, they are prompt to seek forgiveness from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. What is the outcome? أُولَٰئِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ, those who make tawbah promptly and stay on course, they are the ones who would in turn receive forgiveness from their Lord, and they will be admitted into gardens beneath which rivers flow, abiding therein forever. وَنِعْمَ أَجْرُ الْعَامِلِينَ, and how wonderful is the reward of those who constantly do good deeds. قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ سُنَنْ, many nations have passed before us and many have been destroyed with different bad deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, many examples of previous communities and their patterns of behavior have passed before you. فَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ, so travel in the land. فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ, and see what was the outcome of those who rejected the truth and the messengers of truth. The ruin and the signs of their destruction is still evident on earth. هَذَا بَيَانٌ لِلنَّاسِ, this Qur'an is an exposition for mankind, clarifying everything, containing everything of importance. It is a bayan, وَهُدًا, it is guidance, وَمَوْعِظَ, and admonition for those who fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَلَا تَهِينُوا, you sustain wounds in the battle of Uhud. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا تَهِينُوا, do not lose courage. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا, do not grieve over your losses. وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ, and you will certainly prevail and be dominant. إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ, if you are true believers. إِن يَمْسَسْكُمْ قَرْحٌ, you have sustained wounds. If you have sustained wounds in the cause of Allah, فَقَدْ مَسَّ الْقَوْمَ قَرْحٌ مِثْلُ, the kuffar are also fighting. They are also showing bravery, but they are fighting for the wrong cause. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, if you have sustained wounds in the cause of Allah, then the disbelieving people have also sustained wounds. There are casualties on both sides, but they are also staying firm on batil. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامِ, and we rotate the days of victory and defeat. Victory is always not for the believers. It is Allah Ta'ala doesn't make it like that. Everybody will be compelled to accept. Defeat also is not always for them. But the final victories are for the believers. So Allah is وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامِ, and we rotate the days of victory and defeat amongst the people, so that Allah may know. Allah Ta'ala knows, but means Allah may make it evident. Allah may show those who believe, and so that Allah may take martyrs from you, and Allah certainly does not love the transgressors. وَلِيُمَحِّصَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, why do you have defeat and suffer sometimes? Why do you have shuhada also? So that Allah may purge and purify the people of iman, and so that he may wipe out the disbelievers. Ayah 141, أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ, do you really suppose that you would enter paradise without Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knowing those who strive in his path in jihad, without Allah ta'ala making it evident when the test comes who are going to strive, and who are those who would endure with fortitude? وَيَعْلَمَ الصَّابِرِينَ, وَلَقَدْ كُنْتُمْ تَمَنَّوْنَ الْمَوْتَ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن تَلْقَوْهُ, and you had longed for death before you met it, but now in the battle of Uhud you saw death, and you fled also from the battlefield. Now you have seen it whilst you were looking on, eyes wide open. Inshallah, we'll continue to make tilawa of this ruku number 14.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ya أيها الذين آمنوا لا تأكلوا الربا ضعافا مضاعفة واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون واتقوا النار التي أعدت للكافرين وأطيعوا الله والرسول لعلكم ترحمون وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم ومن يغفر الذنوب إلا الله ولم يصروا على ما فعلوا وهم يعلمون أولئك جزاؤهم مغفرة من ربهم وجنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها ونعم أجر العاملين قد خلت من قبلكم سنن فسيروا في الأرض فانظروا كيف كان عاقبة المكذبين هذا بيان للناس وهدى وموعظة للمتقين ولا تهنوا ولا تحزنوا وأنتم الأعلون إن كنتم مؤمنين إن يمسسكم قرح فقد مس القوم قرح مثله وتلك الأيام نداولها بين الناس وليعلم الله الذين آمنوا ويتخذ منكم شهداء والله لا يحب الظالمين وليمحص الله الذين آمنوا ويمحق الكافرين أم حسبتم أن تدخلوا الجنة ولما يعلم الله الذين جاهدوا منكم ولما يعلم الله الذين جاهدوا منكم ويعلم الصابرين ولقد كنتم تمنون الموت من قبل أن تلقوه فقد رأيتموه وأنتم تنظرون
آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك جزاكم الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله